Even working families £49 a week short of paying for kids £10 an hour now. Scrap benefit cuts. Laurel Fogarty. Feed your child or heat the house, buy a school uniform, or pay the electricity bill. These are the kinds of impossible choices faced by more and more working parents every day. The total cost of raising one child is now £150,753 for a couple, and £183,335 for a single parent, according to Loughborough University research. As the cost of living skyrockets, any small increase in pay is demolished by the freeze on tax credits. It means that take-home pay, even for two parents earning the Tories' misnamed national living wage, falls £49 a week short of providing the no-frills necessities of decent life for a family. My own experience as a mother is that the cost of childcare, while the parent is at work, can rival or even exceed the cost of housing. So it's no surprise that single parents are hit particularly hard. There is no doubt that Tories are pushing increasing numbers of children into desperate situations. Over the school holidays, as many as 1 in 8 children don't get enough to eat, according to a poll for Kellogg's. What is most startling about these harrowing statistics is that the majority of children growing up in poverty now have working parents. These children are not struggling because their parents can't find work, or because unemployment benefits are insufficient, although they are. They are struggling because bosses simply do not pay workers enough to support a family. Bosses and landlords are happy to let our children quite literally starve to defend their profits. Rigged. The Socialist Party fights child poverty and the capitalist system that is rigged against workers and our kids. We fight for free childcare, a real living wage for all, and to reverse the cuts to benefits that keep families afloat, along with any barbaric limit on the number of children the state will give the support they need. But we are fighting for more than just survival for our children. We are fighting for their right to flourish, to take a full part in society and to reach their potential, whatever that might be. That means opposing Tory and Blairite austerity, wherever it threatens our children's futures. From joining thousands on the streets opposing NHS cuts, to taking part in local campaigns, to keep our libraries and community centres open. And it means fighting for a future free from profit-driven inequality and cuts, a socialist world,